You're listening to Smile 90.4 FM. This is the home of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. And today, I have the honor of having Mr. Tienus Janssen van Rensburg in studio with me. Because, as you know, it's Tuesday, which makes it Tech Talk with Tienus. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Nice to see you again.
It's lovely to see you. Today, we're talking about, let's call them smart trolleys. Never thought I'd see the day, but here it is.
Didn't know we needed smart trolleys.
Like we said off air, I'm not even sure that the self-checkout thing really, really works.
It's an interesting concept, though.
Yeah, especially in South Africa, where let's talk about the elephant in the room. Crime is a problem, especially petty crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how this is going to work.
I mean, I guess checkers are going to find out if it works or not. They've rolled out these smart trolleys at two of their locations in the Western Cape as a trial period. It's obviously trying to make the shopping experience as seamless and frictionless as possible by using tech and, you know, trying to speed things up. Effectively, how it works is you start by scanning your extra savings card, so the loyalty card.
Right.
And then you scan the barcode of each item that you're taking off the shelves on the screen that is attached to the trolley. And then you put it in the bag within the trolley, right? And then once you're done, you actually pay at the trolley, and then, you know, using a normal bank card, and then you essentially take that slip that's printed out with your items that's been paid. You go through a dedicated lane for these smart trolleys where you then obviously use the printed slip to show the items that you've bought.
To the trolley bouncer.
Well, to the system. So then it obviously checks what's in your trolley,
right.
Is what you paid for. So I understand why they're trying it. I just don't see how this is going to work longer term in South Africa, especially if they try to do this nationwide. How do you control this?
Look, there's also another question. Does this mean, and I think it's really a novel idea and it's all very cool. And I just saw an article last night where people have tested it out and said it's quite lekker. It's quite a lach. It is relatively seamless and it's easy to use.
Right.
That's what they're saying. But my question is, does it rob South Africans of jobs? Are we losing the cashier and the packer? Two people per transaction, you know, that are not there anymore. In essence, you are packing it yourself and you are cashing up yourself.
Yeah. No, that's a very good point. I think that's obviously kind of what this technology is meant to do, is to replace those jobs, right? So less overheads, more profits for the business at the end of the day. It's kind of part of this whole automation drive and technology as a whole. But, you know, I don't know. I like going through the cashier and having a quick chat, and you know, they've got a smile on their face, and it's part of the personality of the shop. Exactly.
Yeah. And it's if it's your local store, how often do you go to the store to go get some stuff, a little couple of vegetables and stuff? I mean, not everybody does a monthly shop, you know. If it's your local Checkers, I'm going in there 2-3 times a week. You get to know the tunnies, you're talking to them, you're speaking, you're having a little bit of a rib on why the prices are so crazy, you know, and now they're taking that out. I don't know. I guess we just have to see what happens.
Well, we'll wait and see. But it is interesting tasting something like that in South Africa when most of the world doesn't have this, even developed countries. So, you know, South African technology is still at the forefront, it seems.
Yeah, and not just in this situation, in many others. And you're going to find out about those if you keep tuned in to Tech Talk with Tienus every single Tuesday right here on Lunch with Kino Lee. We'll see him next week where he tells us more things to blow our minds. I'll see you then, sir.
Thank you.